Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We shall be glad in it. We're going to be glad in it because God gave us another day. I'm grateful this morning to be alive. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed. And I pray that you are grateful, thankful, and blessed as well to have a do-over. God gave us all a do-over. If you're listening to my voice this morning, you got a do-over. And all we can say is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for another day. It feels like it's a chilly day, a little cooler, but it's still another day that God gave us. And I am thankful. This morning is going to be our Old Testament Sunday. And it's Daniel. And wow. You know, your eyes get big when you read Daniel. Because he gives you some stuff that really almost futuristic. If you want to use that word, it's new. And sometimes a little scary. You know, Daniel and Revelations are like, wow, okay, God, I get it. We got to act right. We got to do some things. And in Daniel, God is letting us know there's a lot going on, and there's a lot that's going to happen. Some things are going to happen in your time, and some things are going to happen in a time far away. And this is what the word that God gave me from Daniel was, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness. And it's in the word, and you're like, wow. And I said, wow, God, thank you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning thankful for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, the grace of forgiveness, God. We thank you for being able to forgive us for our sins, God, for sending your wonderful and mighty Son, Christ Jesus, to die on the cross for us. For our sinful self, God. We can only say thank you. And we can only say, Lord, forgive us. But Father God, we all fall short. And all we can do is say thank you. For being a forgiving and merciful God. Father God, I lift up this word this morning. Asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease, God. Lord, asking that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy sight. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, I thank you for being my strength and my redeemer. Father God, thank you for being a forgiving and loving God. Thank you for your Son, in whose name I pray. Thank you for my Lord and Savior, for my friend, who's closer than any brother. Thank you for my Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, in His name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah is all I can say this morning. As we go into Daniel, and we know Daniel, and his family, his friends, are in captivity, and will be for 70 years. Some will live through the whole 70, some will not. Some will be another generation that has never been to Israel, to Jerusalem. But God has sent prophets to show them, I'm still with you. And Daniel was not only a prophet, he was a leader. He was so many things. Because God gave him faith. God saved his life in a den of lions. God has been with him, giving him dreams and interpretation. And in this vision thing, he talks to the angel who has been in a fight for souls. And again, they are not warring against flesh and blood. They are warring against principalities and the evil one, the spirit of Antichrist. They are fighting for us, and all we can say is, again, thank you. So let's get into our word, get your word, get your word. This is Bible study. And right now we are in the book of Daniel, starting in chapter 7. And we will be ending in chapter 11, 12. So we'll be starting in chapter 7, going to chapter 12. On this fourth day of December. Wow, Christmas is what? 21 days away. I hope all of you are ready because I am not. And so I can say is, Lord, give me sense and give me the money because I'm not going into debt. Boy, that. So let's get started. And it says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and visions of his head were on his head. Then visions of his head were on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirred up. The great sea, four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly, another beast, a second like a bear, it was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said, thus to it, arise, devour much flesh. After this, I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. It was considering the horn. I was considering the horn, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the root, and there in the horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth in speaking pompous words. I watched her throne were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and his hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued, came forth from before him. A thousand ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the born was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away. Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and pass and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I wish to know the truth about the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured, broke in pieces, and trampled the residue with its feet, and the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up before which 3 fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellow. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and around shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first one, and shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hands for a time and a time and half a time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed but I kept the manna in my heart. And as we go back to this life lesson from Daniel chapter 7, you know, and it says that I was watching, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13, I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. And it talked about the same thing in Revelation. And it says Jesus claimed this verse for himself in Matthew 26 and 64, causing an uproar in the Sanhedrin. They considered it blasphemy, but the only blasphemy that they were saying for not recognizing the Messiah in front of them. And to this day, they do not recognize that the Messiah has come. We know that it was Jesus. Hallelujah. The Messiah has come, and he loves us. We are so blessed. Whew, it's all. And as we get into verse 25, it says the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and time and a half a time. God's blessing for obedience is not always obvious or immediate. Can I read that again? Thank you, Dr. Stanley. God's blessing for obedience is not always obvious or immediate. Many believers have died for their obedience, and many more will. Revelation 6 and 11. But the crown of life is well worth waiting for. Revelation 2 and 10. I want my crown. I want my crown. I want to do what God says do. And it's hard sometimes because we want to follow the crowd. We cannot follow the crowd. We're not of the crowd. Once you give your life to the Lord, you are not the same. You're not the same, and you can't be the same. You are different. You are special. You are molded. Wow, God. So let's get into our next chapter. And all I can say is this word is prophetic. And as we read it, we got to thank God for giving us warning and for giving us time. And as we go back, it says in this, in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw in the vision that it so happened while I was looking that I was in Shushan, the cathedral, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision that I was by the river Yarn. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing before the river, was a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran at him with furious power. And I saw him confronting the ram. He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram staying him, but he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. Therefore the male goat grew very great, but when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven, and out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. And it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and some of the saints to the ground and trampled them. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down because of transgression. An army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices, and he cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that certain one who was speaking, how long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation and giving of both the sanctuary and the house to be trampled underfoot? And he said to me, for 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed. Then it happened when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning, that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Yell, who called and said, Gabriel, this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep with my face to the ground, and he touched me and stood me upright, and he said, look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation, but at the appointed time, the end shall be. The ram which you saw having two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia, and the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The Lord's horn that is between his eyes is the first king. As for the broken horn and the four that stood up in his place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power. And as we continue in verse 23, it says, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister things. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. And the vision of the evening and morning which was told to me. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And Daniel, and I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterwards, I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood. Whew. No one understood. And as we go to this life lesson in Daniel chapter 8, it says, the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between his eyes is the first king. This prophecy about Alexander the Great is so precious and clear that critics have tried to claim that it was written after the fact. God gives prophecies like this to build our trust in the truth and accuracy of his word. I believe it was written before Alexander. Daniel, and he was a son of the Most High. God loved Daniel. And God knew Daniel was a prayer warrior. Prayer is the key to everything. And Daniel prayed. Daniel got in trouble for praying. Daniel got thrown in a den of lions for praying. And he never stopped. He never allowed anybody to remove his time with God. He prayed. And we got to pray too. Because understand, the only thing we're going to find out, there are some battles we cannot fight except for through fasting and prayer. And Daniel did both. He prayed fervently and righteously for God to answer and to show him interpretations and understanding of the dreams he dreamed and the dreams that others dreamed. So let's get into Daniel chapter 9. For those that are just joining us, this is Old Testament Sunday, and we are in the book of Daniel. And all I can say is, wow. Wow. And right now, we are in Daniel chapter 9. We have read Daniel chapter 7 and chapter 8. So thank you all for joining us. Those that join live and those that join later, you are appreciated. And let's get in it, because this is fantastic. It says that in the first year of Darius, the son of Assyrus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord. In other words, I went into prayer. To God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, ashes, and I prayed to the Lord, my God, and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and far, for in all the countries to which you have driven them. Come on, Lord, help a girl read. Because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. Ooh, praying. And he's praying for everybody. He's actually praying even for us. And we didn't even exist. But we wouldn't exist for thousands of years. But Daniel prays for the future. He prays for all the people in captivity. Daniel was praying. Daniel was a prayer warrior and a prophet. Daniel was a triple threat in the Christian world. He was a prophet. He was a prayer warrior. And he was a believer. A believer who prayed and prophesied. Wow. It wasn't the singing. It wasn't the dancing. It wasn't the acting. It was. He was just words. Come on now. Daniel was just words. A mighty man of God. And it goes on to say, O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yet all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him, and he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges, who judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven, which has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem, as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God that we might turn from our iniquity and understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. Oh, my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sins and the sins of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, have now come forth to give you skill to understand at the beginning of your supplications. The command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Daniel is praying for us to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal a vision and prophecy, and to atone to Most High. Then it goes on to tell us, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and sanctuary. The end of it shall be. The end of it shall be. Whew, with a flood. And till the end of the war, desolation are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolation. Even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. What a word. Let's get into chapter 10. And it said that in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, he's going through a history lesson. We had Belshazzar. No, we had, I think we had Nebuchadnezzar. Now Belshazzar, king of Babylon. Then Darius, now we were Cyrus, the king of Persia. A message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning. 3 full weeks, I ate no pleasant food, no meal. Hold it, no meat or wine. I'm going to go back. Fasting, 3 weeks. He ate no pleasant food. No meat or wine came into his mouth. Nor did I anoint myself at all. 3 whole weeks went to him. Whew. I'm just like savoring this word. Because when we talk about Daniel fast, no meat. And he says nothing pleasant, which I would think would be like sweets. You know, the stuff that all gooey and sweet stuff. And then it goes to say, now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river that is Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Ephah. His body was like bronze, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnt bronze in color, and the sound of his words were like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone, saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me. No strength remained in me. And then he said this, yet I heard the sound of his word, and while I heard the sound of his word, I was in a deep sleep on my face was to the ground. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands, and he said to me, oh Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. If the angel, if God came face to face with us today, we would be trembling too, terrified, because we would not understand it. What a mighty God we worship. Wow. What a mighty God we worship. God is so good. And as we continue in our word this morning, it tells us, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understanding and to humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. Refers to what? Many days yet to come. And he said, and when he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly, one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me. How now, nor is any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak for you. Have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone, gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against thee except Michael, your prince. What a word this morning. Let's go back to chapter 9. And it's a life question from a prayer warrior. And it says this, how can I learn to pray effectively? And this is what Dr. Stanley tells us. Daniel demonstrates how to pray with both power and confidence when he discovered in the book of Jeremiah that the Babylonian captivity would last 70 years. He fell to his knees and began interceding for his people. He was an earnest intercessor. He prayed for others. He stood in the gap. And he was standing in the gap for his people, Israel. He was standing in the gap for the Hebrew children. He was standing in the gap for his people. A prayer warrior, an intercessor. And it goes on to say in Daniel 9, we see a great example of what prayer should be. Its focus is on Almighty God and his character. It includes sincere confession and selfishness. Oh, wow. Gotta read that again because it's so important. In Daniel 9, we see a great example of what prayer should be. Its focus is on Almighty God and his character. It includes sincere confession, unselfishness, and dependence on the word of God. We have to stand on God's word when we pray, which is why we need to meditate on it every day, We got to meditate on this word so that when we pray, we can come to God with the word. And it says, such prayer has great power. In Daniel's case, God sent the angel Gabriel with his answer even before the prophet had completed his supplication. To find God during your own hardship, go to the portal. Daniel knew best. Go to your knees. We talk about pushing. Pray until something happens. Nothing happens until we hit our knees on the ground. Hallelujah. Model your prayer after Daniel. Model your prayer after Daniel and model your life after Daniel. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And it says the Bible tells us the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much, James 5 and 16. We just read that the other day. Effective. That is exactly what we want our prayers to be, especially in a crisis. When we meet God's requirements, we can feel confident that he will act in that situation as a result of our earnest prayers. What are those requirements? And the first requirement of fervent prayer is filled with passion and a strong sense of personal helplessness. They also have a narrow focus on some specific difficulties. Scripture calls this type of prayer laboring fervently, Colossians 4 and 12. We got to fervently labor in our prayer. And their prayer, but not ourselves. So many times, Lord, I need. God knows what we need. We need to pray for others. Lord, I pray that you bless my pastor as she's traveling the highways this morning trying to get to your house, God. Keep her and her nephew covered and all those who travel with them. Lord God, keep them covered by the blood of Jesus. Bring them home safely, Lord God. For she has a word for the people of God. Lord God, I ask you to give them strength today. I ask you to watch over them today. I ask you, Lord God, to bring them home safely. And Lord God, for those that are sick and shut in, I pray your righteous healing power, God. For you know each and every one by name. Lord God, you know each and every ailment. And I lift them up today. Lord, I lift up those traveling the highways and the byways headed to churches around this world, God. I ask you to watch over them, to bless them, to guide them and lead them. Lord God, I lift up this word that the hearers of this word will hear it and believe it and know that you are God and that we are your children and you love us, Lord God. I lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, hallelujah, my Lord and Savior. Thanking you, Lord, for your son who died on Calvary's cross for my sinful sin. Like the woman at the well, Lord, I pray and crave the living water that can only come from Jesus. I lift up all in prayer today. Not just my children, God, but all children. I lift up mothers and fathers and grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins and friends today, God. Asking your blessing. Jesus' name. Fervent prayer, righteousness, and salvation, we become rightly related to God as his children. He permanently seals us with the Holy Spirit and declares us righteous forever because of our position in Jesus Christ. But the Bible also uses the word righteous to describe a believer's conduct. This means that to be called a righteous person, we must be found in Christ, Philippians 3 and 9. We must we and make it our habit to obey God, Ephesians 4 and 1 and Colossians 1 and 10. If we willingly and knowingly engage in sin, then we do not live righteously and our prayers will lack power. When the Lord hears the impassioned prayer of a righteous person whose life reflects God's way, Scripture promises that the Holy Spirit will begin his divine work. God responds with great power to the prayer of even one righteous person. Friend, that person can be to you. What a word. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. And as we go to Daniel chapter 9, after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Only one theory in history fits the time frame of the prophecy, Jesus of Nazareth. He died, was cut off for our sin, not for his own sins, since he never committed any. He was wounded for our transgressions, Isaiah 53 and 5, Daniel 10 and 7. I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them. The Lord told Moses, no man shall see me and live, Exodus 33 and 20. Paul said, God dwells in approachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, 1 Timothy 6 and 16, and yet even God's visible presence makes men tremble. Daniel 10 and 13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. We get a small glimpse here of the spiritual realities of unseen warfare that take place around the prayers of God's people. What if Daniel had ceased in prayer when he did not immediately get an answer? We cannot see in our prayers. Daniel chapter 11. Also in the first year of Darius, the Mede, I stood up to be confirmed and strengthened him. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than them in all. By his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece. Then a mighty king shall arise who shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he has arisen, his kingdom shall be broken up and divided toward the four winds of heaven, but not among his prosperity, nor according to his dominion with which he rules, for his kingdom shall be uprooted even for others beside these. Also the king of the south shall become strong, as well as one of his princes, and he shall gain power over him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion, and at the end of some years they shall join forces, for the daughter of the king of the south shall go to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of authority, and neither he nor his authority shall stand, but she shall be given up with those who bother her, who brought her, and with him who begot her, and with him who strengthened her in those times. But from the branch of her root, one shall arise in his place, who shall come with an army, even the fortress of the king of the north, and deal with them and prevail. And he shall also carry their gods captive to Egypt, with their princesses and their precious articles of silver and gold. And he shall continue more years than the king of the north. Also the king of the north shall come to the kingdom of the king of the south, but shall return to his own land. However, his son shall stir up strife and assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall certainly come and overwhelm and pass through. Then he shall return to his fortress and stir up strife. And the king of the south shall be moved with rage and go out and fight with him, with the king of the north, and shall muster a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into the hand of his enemy. When he has taken away the multitude, his heart will be lifted up, and he will cast down tens of thousands but he will not prevail. But the king of the north will return and muster a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come at the end of some years with a great army and much equipment. Now in those times many shall rise up against the king of the south. Also violent men of your people shall exalt themselves in fulfillment of the vision, but they shall fall. So the king of the north shall come and build a siege mount and take a fortified city, and the forces of the south shall not withstand him. Even his choice troops shall have no strength to resist, but he who comes against him shall do according to his own will, and no one shall stand against him. He shall stand in the glorious land with destruction in his power. He shall also set his face to enter the strength of the old kingdom, and upright ones with him. That shall be shall do, and he shall give him the daughter of the women to destroy it, but she shall not stand with him or be for him. After this, he shall turn his face to the coastlands and shall take many, but a ruler shall bring the reproach against them to an end, and with the reproach removed, he shall turn back to him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fortress of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. There shall rise in his place one who imposes taxes on the glorious kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed, but not in anger or in battle, and in his place shall arise a vile person to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceability and seize the kingdom by intrigue with the force of a flood. They shall be swept away from before him and be broken also the prince of the covenant. And after the league is made with him, he shall act deceitfully, for he shall come up and become strong with a small number of people. He shall either peaceably even to the richest places of the province, and he shall do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. He shall disperse among them the plunder, spoil, and riches, and he shall divide his place against the strongholds by only for a time, but only for a time. He shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall devise plans against him. Yes, those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him. His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain. Both these kings' hearts shall be bent on evil, and they shall speak lies at the same table. But it shall not prosper, for the end will still be at the appointed time. While returning to his land with great riches, his heart shall be moved against the holy covenant, so he shall do damage and return to his own land. And that is all we have time for today. And so I say to you, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other in Jesus' name. And we will take up where we are on tomorrow. But this is a great word. So we will start in Daniel chapter 11, verse 29 on tomorrow. And I am excited. But before we get out of here this morning, a quick word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for this morning is this: beloved, if God so loved us, we also love one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11, King James Version. Have a blessed Sunday, family. Find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And know that God's word is what we teach and what we preach. Have a blessed day, family. And join me tomorrow morning as we continue in Daniel. And we will have our Psalms, our Proverbs, and we will be in 1 John chapter 2 on tomorrow. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that God is in the midst. Be blessed. It is a wrap. Thank you so much. And our word again today: to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. Have a great day, family. It is a wrap.